I got a chip in my windshield on Sunday. And I,
there's always something, isn't there?
There is always something. It's not been my month this month.
Mm-hmm.
But so I have Safeway coming out to repair it, just because they'll come to you. And I figured they could sit here and do it while I'm sitting in here.
Yep.
So the guy's supposed to come anytime from now until noon. And I said to you, do you tip them? It's $140. They said it's going to take 30 minutes.
Okay.
So I'm paying $140 for 30 minutes worth of work,
mm-hmm.
which to me, that's like a week's worth of pay.
Okay.
I said, do I tip them? You go, yeah, like throw them $20.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm now tipping him $20 for a $140 repair.
Because I know that when a windshield went in my vehicle.
Windshield went in.
Yeah.
He's not replacing my windshield.
Okay.
He's filling in a crack.
Well, give him $10 then.
At what point do you stop tipping people? Does he not make minimum wage or whatever a Safeway repair? If you're a Safeway person, mm-hmm. if you're coming to me, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's going to roll up at 11:59 tonight.
He's turning right around. He's like, well, look who gets to have breakfast now. 424-1234. Where do you stop tipping people? Like, I tip servers, bartenders when I go out. I tip furniture movers because I always live on the third floor and they got to haul it up. I seem to only move in the hottest day in July.
Mm-hmm.
So I tip them. But at what point do you get to stop tipping people?
See, the thing is, when he came and did mine, I mean, he replaced the whole windshield.
Okay.
But like, he was in his time slot quite well. Probably, I don't know if it was 8 to 2. I think it was like a noon to 4 or something like that. But he was there about 1-ish. Like, he got there, he was very polite, he did his thing. He asked me if he could use the bathroom while he was there, and he put these...
So you tipped him because he asked if you could use the bathroom?
No, hang on. And he put those little things over his feet, you know, when you go and look at a new house and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, he was very courteous, and his work was clean and tidy
stuff.
He didn't leave any crap laying around anywhere, like bits of paper or anything. Like, he was very... So I was like, yeah, he's a cool dude, and he was very chatty and friendly.
So when Comcast comes in and installs
Comcast don't know. I'm not.
They don't know what. Yeah. When Comcast comes in and they show up in their time slot that they told you, do you tip them?
That's different altogether.
When we show up at our time slot, when somebody says, "Hey, Pet Jamie, I'd like to have you at our event from 1 to 3," and we show up at noon to set up, even though it takes us 15 minutes, we get tips.
I got tipped on Friday night when I was DJing.
That's not. I didn't ask you that.
No,
I asked you when we.
Yeah. But no, we don't get tipped.
So at what point do you stop tipping people?
I'm not sure. Hi, Eagle 97.7, live on the air. Who's this?
This is Bobby.
Hey, Bobby. How are you, sir?
Good. I don't know if there is ever a point where you stop tipping. I mean, I guess it depends on the service and how the person is. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I'm a plumber, and I go to people's houses. And I make decent money, but I go to people's houses sometimes, and they'll hand me a $20, $5. Sometimes I got a $50 tip just because they felt like the service was good. I was there quick. You know, and I usually tell people you don't have to do that.
Isn't that your job?
I tell people, you don't have to tip me. And they're like, no, I want to tip anyway. So, I mean, I used to wait on tables. So I always tip good when I go to restaurants and stuff because I know how much they make.
And they're making... That's what I mean. They're making $2 an hour. Everybody else who makes the wage that you signed up for, the point is, I'll tip them. I don't want to. I'm going to because I don't want to be that jerk.
Well, then you don't tip them if you don't want to.
No, I'm going to.
I don't think you have to, but I guess it just depends on the person or if you feel like you want to.
Do you know what it is, Bobby, as well? As I think, like, you know, if you think to yourself, oh, I don't want to tip that person, I think people tend to think that they think that that person thinks that you're horrible then by not tipping them. And I know we shouldn't think like that, but we probably do.
I was at a parking garage in Philly at the old John Wanamaker building. I forget what it is now. My friend got married there. I'm leaving. The parking attendant did nothing. Did absolutely nothing.
Okay.
They took my money to raise the bar, and I said thank you. They go, you know, we take tips. Why the hell would I tip you? Wasn't that your job?
Yeah,
isn't that what you get paid to do?
I don't tip, like, if somebody, you know, says that to me, or or some people, they have tip jars already out. It says tips on there.
Yeah.
You know, certain things I don't tip either.
Here we go.
Bobby, I'm like, come on, really?
Bobby, thanks for checking in this morning. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Bob.
Petch, we go to the self-serve Froyo place where you do every single thing yourself except for their cashier who takes your money, and Petch threw him a $4 tip. Like, just because they had a tip jar out. But you're encouraging that behavior.
Okay. So you're not going to give any tips today?
No, I'm going to, but I don't want to, and that's the point.